Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've been begging for years.
Begging?
Americans are bad with money.
Oh, yeah.
And the excuse we like to use when it all blows up on us, well, we never learned how to do it.
Nobody been teaching it to me.
We don't know about interest rates, how credit card debt works, what really goes into budgeting and managing money. If only someone would have taught us when we were younger.
Yes.
Well, guess what?
What?
That is about to change. And when this starts here in New York State, it will not make one iota of a difference.
Because we won't use it? We're not going to apply ourselves? Become financially savvy?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The state of New York is going to help kids learn how to use money.
And you say it's bad?
Well, give me
money
time.
Math.
Give me time.
Oh, like money math.
Starting next year, all public schools in New York State will be mandating personal finance education for grades 5 through 12. The idea is to increase financial literacy for the residents of New York State. And it's no secret, Tommy, we as humans are not good with money.
No, we're all tapped out.
Tommy,
at least now I'll know when I'm tapped out.
But here's the thing. You and I as kids were perfect examples of this. Like, if your parents are bad with money, odds are you were also going to be bad with money.
Yeah.
Because you learn money through your parents. And as these kids get older, the state says the courses will focus on budgeting, money management, credit, debit, earning income, risk management, saving, and investing.
This sounds great.
Those classes will continue as mandatory until the kids graduate from New York high schools. The state says they have a template to go on. In fact, they researched other states that have already done this, like Utah, Washington, and Tennessee, to find the perfect balance of what they're looking for. And the lack of this kind of education has been an issue for grown-ass people for decades. Kimmy, the joke has always been, we learned how to square dance, but we never learned how a mortgage works.
Sure.
Right?
The unnecessary
things. Thornton
Mellon
tried to warn us years ago.
Garfunkel and Thornton Mellon. We're nailing it today. 2025, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the greatest financial minds of the 20th century.
Kimmy, who's Thornton Mellon?
He came up with an alternative to the Cabbage Patch Kid, but they're abandoned.
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Garfunkel. Thornton Mellon, Cabbage Patch Kid. Okay.
Bandage.
So now that the state of New York will be making this mandatory, in just a couple of years, all of the issues we've had as people managing money.
It's got to help.
Will it?
Well, it's, it can't hurt.
Wrong.
How is it wrong?
Wrong. Okay, look. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I get the effort.
Yeah. It's not going to affect money bums. But some kids just...
Money bums.
Yeah, it was
destined
a money bum.
To be a money bum.
You working with two money bums.
Yeah.
This will not change a thing.
No.
Not a thing. And I appreciate the effort. Don't get me wrong. I get their hearts in the right place. But
right.
to all the people that are bad with money,
mm-hmm.
that claim you would be good with money if you had high school classes to teach you, how much of your high school education have you retained thus far?
Well, you have some. You're speaking.
Okay. What?
Well, you speak in English?
I'm sure if you have kids, that's when you really realize how much of it you have not retained. Like, you have to reteach yourself things mm-hmm. from
probably,
what? So why
are we doing school at all?
Like, fourth grade on?
Mm-hmm. What's the point of it?
No, look, the point of school is to find what your kid is interested in so they can take a path down a road to have a career.
Because you don't remember nothing.
Sticks, maybe.
But things do
things
stick.
Don't. Yeah.
Things do stick. The point I'm making is this. If you took a language for a few years, can you speak it right now?
I took like 8 years of it.
I took 7 years of French. I
then
can't speak
I took
a word.
It in college.
What did you take, Spanish?
French.
French, okay. Yeah. Can you speak any French right now?
No.
Okay. Can you do an algebra problem if I laid it out?
Cat sinks. You can't even count?
Well, I could count, but I couldn't have a conversation with somebody. Neuf, dix.
Neuf, dix. Can you do an algebra problem? If I
laid it,
that's your mom. Can you break down the falling dominoes of the assassination of Franz Ferdinand at the start of World War I? Like, that's base stuff. You can't do it. I can't do it. You can't do it.
Wasn't Garfunkel involved in that?
Archduke Garfunkel?
Garfunkel.
And look, here's the thing. I'm not judging anybody, right? Because you learned it decades ago. You shouldn't know this stuff off the top of your
head.
Yeah,
but at least some of it sticks.
I don't know.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Speak. Did you take a language in high school?
Spanish.
Speak it.
Spanish?
Yeah.
In my village.
That's not Spanish.
We did not take it.
That's not Spanish. That's called racism.
That's not racism.
I do voice like this. What I do wrong? Maybe in that sweater and holding a tiny cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You could get away with it.
I feel like I'm like the perfect example of this not sticking because I did take a class like this in high school. It was like a math elective you could take.
Yeah.
It was basically like they taught you how like mortgages work and stuff. And I...
Yeah, bend over.
This is what I mean.
And I remember like going through buying
it.
A house. That was all new to me.
Yes.
And I learned about it at some point in my life, but it just went in one ear and out the other.
To Kimmy's point, this is going to be a boring course. This course these kids are going to
take. They're all boring.
But no, they're not. There are some classes. Everybody, even if you're the dumbest stone in the garden, which you and I were, there were things that we talked about in school, certain courses that just like got in your head and it turned something in your brain, right?
Well, history always worked for boys.
Mm. Same thing.
So maybe if you have a Nazi come in and teach them money.
The point I'm getting at is, unless you are interested in money management or finances, these courses are going to be boring.
So there he is. Yeah. Tune out.
Because if it wasn't boring, we would have all learned it by choice as we were growing up. And if I'm wrong...
Well, then we're financially doomed.
Yes,
then.
This is what I'm telling you. The phone number is 252-WCMF. If I'm wrong, tell me, because I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong. But like I said, I took 7 years of French, and I cannot speak a sentence of French. And I enjoyed French, and I enjoyed all of my French teachers.
Okay, that's a bad example.
Why is it a bad example?
Because you don't speak French every day.
Okay.
If you took French and you spoke it in your house, you would retain French to a degree.
But how many of those classes would you use every
day? But you use money every day. This is my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you use money every day. Mm-hmm. You have to have it to survive.
Yeah.
So you would retain more than you think because of the fact that you need this to live.
That's a great point. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Budgeting's pretty simple, right?
Mm. Super.
I use money every day. You use money every day?
Every day, buddy. I'm on the money.
How's your budget look?
Dude, looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I got it all right now.
And we're not. And that's
in my head.
And that's the simplest.
Right up here, buddy.
That's the simplest thing.
See that?
When we talk about credit cards and mortgages and interest and, you know, balloon payments and things that actually get complicated, that stuff you don't use every day, you're going to buy one, maybe two homes your entire life. You're not going to use that every day.
Right.
You can
it's going to be new to you every time you do it.
I took business math, Kimmy, like as an elective. Yeah. It was what they put the kids who couldn't do math in my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
I passed it with flying colors. Am I going to open up a business? Look at me. Look at me. Pat Duffy, the business.
Businessman Duffy.
Bankrupt. And we're bankrupt.
But, maybe I wouldn't have started living off a second mortgage.
No, you still would have because you were drunk. You just wanted alcohol.
Yeah, true.
252-WCMF. It was announced this week that the state of New York will start doing mandatory financial literacy classes in New York State. Personal finance education. Mm. It'll be grades 5 through 12. That's where it'll start. It'll eventually move out to all grades.
All right.
These courses will focus on, as the kids get older, budgeting, money management, credit and debit, earning income, risk management, saving, and investing. And this is what people have asked for decades. And in theory, you're right. If you learn it in school, you're going to have a better grasp of what's going on. But I disagree. Because if you had that, you would know all of the other stuff you learned in high school.
Well, maybe if you just taught people where you're getting boned. Like, I mean,
oh, the where you're getting boned 101?
Where are they boning you? Where are they boning? Now, again, I'm just saying, like, you know, like with credit card debt and things like, because, you know, like the one thing they do in college is the first, those credit card companies have tables set up to like lure these kids in.
Super predatory.
And get them locked up. Like, teach them, like, this is not good for you.
No, look.
Scamming 101?
I hear you.
Like, I would take a scamming class.
Oh, there you go.
I would argue the whole educational system is a scamming class. I don't really believe that. I'm reading. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's walk down that road, that theory, right? Like, you know, you're right, because these credit card companies are predatory.
And they know what they're doing. And the colleges let them do it.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's still the case. It was when we were kids.
Oh, my God, it was ridiculous.
All right, but let's walk through this. Yeah. So this kid takes the course that they are trying to scam you, and they're going to
And he knows, like, this interest rate sucks.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So but
here's the thing. So now you're a college freshman. I'm a college freshman. We're walking through the quad, and you're wearing that same sweater.
Yeah.
I've seen fire, and I've seen rain. The guy comes up to you and he goes, hey, man, how would you like $1,000?
Wait, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 30% interest rate, but you will have $1,000 to use. If you pay the bill on time, it doesn't cost you any money.
See, that's a good deal. Yes, I would jump on that
deal.
Make
the payment. Bro, the need being broke, wanting money, will override the education.
And then I get the ladies. Okay. In this sweater.
They did the D.A.R.E. program, right? Did that keep us from doing drugs? They had those guys come out on prom night. Don't drink. It's going to be dangerous. Did that keep us from drinking? And that was in the moment, bro. You are overestimating the self-control we as people have.
All right, so nothing.
Maybe there is something that can be done.
It's not like nothing.
All right, the phone number is 252. There was nothing.
Can't learn you nothing.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've been talking a lot. Let's go to the phones.
Here comes the fiscal solvent people.
But you're arguing those people do exist.
Yes, they do.
Why are you making that voice?
I don't like them.
Let's talk to Dominic. Hey, Dominic, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
So I was just going to say, you know, like, I remember going through school. Like, I never really considered my teachers to be too financially savvy.
Why?
You know, talking about someone that has gone to school for 6 years, has all types of student loans and debt, and they're going to tell me how to spend my money. Like, I just, you know what I mean?
Hold on. Let me stop you real quick. Let me counterpoint you there, Dom. If they didn't do that, you wouldn't get an education.
Okay, understood.
I mean, you don't want to look at it as maybe
they went to school to teach you math.
Yeah, like self-sacrifice. Like this is good for the community. They want to do. They enjoy the time with the kids. They're not looking to be millionaires. They want to.
Yeah. I do remember too them harping like, "Go to college, or you're going to be a loser. Go to college, or you're going to be a loser." Basically, get out of high school, 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid. Here come the banks. Giving you a predatory loan that if you drop out after 3 years, we don't care. Still pay us. You know, so.
No, look, hold on. But we're having, hold on. We're having two separate arguments here. We're having an argument about whether or not financial education would help you in high school and an argument about how people looking to make money prey on teenage kids. I agree with the second one. I don't know how that applies to the first one.
Sure. I think financial literacy is more so from the parents.
Okay, but what if your parents are bad with money like mine were and Tommy's were?
Yeah, because that worked for Kimmy because her dad was good with the coin.
Yeah.
I mean, in that case, the apple probably doesn't fall too far from the tree.
And that's the big problem here. Okay. Dominic, thanks for the call, buddy. That guy went to high school.
Mm-hmm. Got out. Doing good.
No, but that's my point. Look,
predatory.
I'm not arguing.
Doing with predatories.
Okay. Can I offer a suggestion?
Okay.
Right? If you really want people to understand how money works, maybe we need to change the way we do things financially in this country. For example,
what are you going to do?
Would anyone have a problem raising the age? You can't get a credit card until you're 21.
What is it now, 18?
18. You can't have your own credit card until you're 21.
I don't know how much smarter you're going to be at 21.
It's three more years. You understand how the world works outside of high school for 3 years.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it doesn't solve all the problems.
But you're also don't establishing credit and then how you're also delaying how it works. I don't know.
Because people who are smart with money would argue get it as soon as possible.
Yes, but if we
if
do,
I don't know.
But you're not.
Well, some people are.
But there's also an argument that people make, you know, there are kids that can drive a car at 14. Would you want the 14 driver's license at 14 for every kid in America?
What?
There are people that argue there are 14-year-olds that can drive cars very safely. And they're right.
Yeah.
For those kids, should you lower the age of driving to 14?
For those kids?
No, for...
I don't think delaying credit teaches you how to use credit.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it corrects the problem.
I think into the deep end of the pool.
I don't think I would have been any better at 21 than I was at 18.
Right, because now you're not even using a credit card, so You're not even seeing the dangers. I don't think it would. I mean, maybe it would help some, but I don't think it would really correct the problem overall.
All right, maybe Dan's got a good idea.
Oh, Danny's a smart kid.
He's been waiting on patiently. Let's talk to Dan. Hey,
Danny Dollars.
How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, bud. What do you got for us?
I'm doing all right. You guys happy Friday, baby?
Dan.
I think it would be beneficial if it was offered in high school, because kids that go to college learn there's a personal finance class there. But even if you go to trade school and you get out, you'll learn how you'll already know how to invest. You already know the differences between bonds and stocks. When stocks are high, bonds are low, bonds are high, stocks are low. You learn the difference of diversifying, not having everything in one basket, which would be a mutual fund.
Hold on. I'm sorry. No, you're right, Dan. I don't disagree with you. Tommy is a grown-ass man who is yawning while you're talking about legitimate stuff.
Okay, but the kids learn how to invest in a Roth. When they take out, they don't have to pay taxes. When I started a Kodak 30 years ago, I started investing in my friends that didn't know anything about it, they're going to work till they die.
But here's the thing. Did you start investing because of that class you took in college or because your parents encouraged you to?
No, the class.
Okay, all right.
Are you rich?
I'm going to retire I'm going to retire soon.
But you're not rich.
Well, what's rich? It's subjective.
No, I'm asking him, though. Do you feel rich?
I'm not going to have millions, but close to it.
Listen, this guy ain't rich. Not even a millionaire.
All right, so Danny boy, you
busted Danny.
I'll be comfortable.
Danny boy,
I think it's beneficial, guys.
Okay, all right. So look, that's fine. Dan, if you think it works, we're gonna put Dan in the win column here.
All right.
Danny boy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Dan, not a millionaire.
I mean, okay. Here's the thing. I guess it couldn't hurt to teach kids that information.
Sure.
I just don't know, especially like, I mean, he's talking about at 18 he invested. I don't know how many 18-year-olds are coming out of high school with the ability to do that, with the money to invest in all these things where, like, you're learning about that up front, you know?
No, I agree with you. Like, how about this? Something this simple, right, when it comes to finances. If you're under 40, Kimmy, don't worry about it. We're running out of time. You were shown how to write a check, right?
Yes.
Are you confident in writing an actual check today?
Only because I used to for rent and things, like, right, not that long ago.
So maybe it's 35, 30 and under, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you have to Google how to write a check the right way, it didn't stick.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Steve writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Difference being, you would actually use that knowledge on a daily basis and retain it. What about the other stuff? Today was the first time since high school I heard the term Archduke, so naturally I did not retain that. All right, how about this?
Oh, yeah.
One last idea. Instead of, like, the high school thing, and again, I don't hate the state of New York for trying this. I get it. I get what you're trying to fix it, and that's admirable. What about a course on budgeting and mortgages that is mandatory for all first-time homebuyers? If you're going to buy a home before the bank—
Are you going to take a course?
Yes, 6-week course before you buy a home. Like statewide, you are not allowed to apply for that loan until you can show them I've taken this course, because you're going to retain it as a grown-ass person.
All right. Okay. That might work.
With it, right? We do that for driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. You have to take a pre-test and have your learner's permit.
An owner's crash course.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, make it, and don't do it through the banks.
Yeah,
do it,
but again,
the state.
That may work for your first home, but I guarantee you if you live there for a decade, you're going to forget again.
But here's the thing. If I've owned a home.
Maybe you have a little bit better of an idea.
You've done it before. You've walked through it before. You've been forged in the fire.
And things change so much in that time. It could look completely different in a decade.
Like, I guess the point I'm getting at is like,
do it later in life.
Well, I think that would be a benefit, but everything is predatory, man. And like, just learning a couple of things when you're 10, 12, 14, 16 ain't going to fix it.
All right.
It ain't going to fix it.
Sorry, kids. You're doomed.
All right, let's take a break.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So many genitals, so little time.
Genitals.
It does feel like we're getting a lot of people arrested for showing off body parts.
Yeah, I thought we were past that season.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, a little chilly.
But see, this story, even though it's chilly, is different than all the other stories
we've
seen. What if I told you a law enforcement officer got an eye full of dong while they were on the job?
Really?
What we don't know is if the person dealing out the dong, one of the worst Kenny Rogers songs ever, gotta know when to hold him,
know when to zip it up.
If that person knew what the police were going to show up for.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker Brunch. Just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Feel like taking a trip out to Waterloo?
What's going on?
That's where we find a 40-year-old man who's got some splaining to do.
Mm.
He was arrested last week on a warrant for public lewdness. And the story is bananas right out of the gate.
Where did he lewd?
I'm going to read you a quote from the story.
All right.
Are you ready? Quote, he allegedly exposed intimate parts of his body in a lewd manner to a Village of Waterloo police officer.
Okay.
Wait, directly to the officer.
He allegedly showed the cop his dong.
Like walked up.
Yep.
Officer?
Hey, check this out.
Yeah. Like a moment, sir?
It's part of that new show on ABC called NYPD. Ew. Thank you. So that sounds like he was just intentionally hanging brain.
Like
someone.
He wanted to get arrested.
Right?
Or
right?
Brag.
But there's another sentence in the story all that right. may change that idea. Quote, the officer was there as part of a follow-up investigation when the exposure happened.
The follow-up on this particular dude?
Follow-up on some kind of incident involving this. It actually doesn't say this dude. It says just follow-up on an investigation.
So he was obviously, was he outside?
Don't know.
Was he in his house?
Don't know.
Hmm.
But I can have my dong out of the house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but not if you have someone in your house. That's...
Yes, it does. It's my house, my property.
So, like, all right, let me ask a serious question.
Let's say I'm in my house.
Jehovah's Witnesses knock on the door.
Yeah. And I'm in the shower. I'm getting ready to get in the shower.
And you come down naked, and I don't think you can answer the door naked. I think that's against the law.
But I'm in my house.
Okay,
yeah, but
the door's
people
open.
People can see you.
I guess the better question would be if I invite the Jehovah's Witnesses in.
Okay.
And I go, here, let me get you a glass of water, and I go out there.
Hold on, boys.
And I come out, and I got no pants on. Is that against the law? That's got to be against the law. Can't just take your pants off to a guest at your house.
I'm in my house. I just want to relax.
I mean, you're
just
not
took
in
it
public,
too far.
I guess.
No, but that's
not. There's probably something else you're going to get in trouble
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you just trap that person in your house and your penis is out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's the thing.
What's going on?
There are two possible situations, the way I see it, if the allegations are true.
All right.
One, The cops were there to investigate something, and he became so mad that he took his penis out.
Take your something.
Because the penis is the only body part a man can get arrested for showing, right?
What else could he get?
Can you get in trouble for like showing your butt? Like if you moon like somebody in public?
Well, are we talking like your cheeks or your brown eye?
Straight to the eye?
Your cheeks. Yeah. Let's just say it's your cheeks. Your butt's out.
All right. I don't think cheeks.
Wait, no. You can arrest every plumber.
Oh, true. Because you can wear like a thong bathing suit.
Yeah. There's no cheeks.
All right. So
sidebar.
All right.
Would you be more bothered if a man took out his dong or was playing the accordion with his bare ass right to your face? A mud whistle exposure. Which would bother you more, dong or mud whistle exposure?
Well, the mud whistle is the grossest part of any human being.
Yeah.
But I think the ball testicle is the ugliest part of the male body.
Okay.
So I'm still going to say ball testicle. Dong testicle is the worst.
So if you had to see one, you would rather see a guy's brown eye. So you would rather see the testicles than the brown eye.
I think the butt would be more shocking because you would have to be in an interesting position for that to even happen.
Well, you have to be bent over and splayed.
It's not like you could just like flash something real quick. Like that's going to take some effort.
Well, you could be doing a puppet show. Hello, Tommy.
Yes.
Feed me.
Yeah, that should just always remain a mystery.
It is weird that there are only two parts of our entire body, whether you're male or female, we can be arrested for showing. Because like in theory, to Kimmy's point, if this guy were to walk outside wearing a banana hammock that just covered his brown eye sack and shaft, he would be covered enough where he's not breaking the law. But there isn't much difference. It's just like that much cloth.
Yeah, true.
Right? Can I ask a serious question?
Absolutely. Let's get serious here. Come on.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Yeah.
For men, is it just the shaft that can get you arrested for exposure, or do the balls get you busted too?
I think it's both, isn't it? I mean, you can't just have one part hanging out.
Well, let's say I'm
you could just pull that out. Yeah.
Let's say I'm walking down the street, and I'm in short shorts, and I decide to hang sack out of the left side. Can I get arrested for hanging sack out
by
of
by accident? But you're just talking by accident?
No, let's
accident.
Say I'm going to do it. It's a new style.
It's
a new style.
It's still your genitals, right?
Yeah, I think you're in trouble. Yeah.
Does that count as my genitals?
But yeah.
So, yeah.
It's part of the genital group.
Part of the
group.
Package.
Well, that's not fair for men. There's no part of the women's genitals that'll hang out of a pair of shorts.
And if it is, get away from it. But that thing's flapping. Well, women, I guess women can get arrested for being topless.
Well, no, not anywhere.
If it is to titillate.
But
if you're doing it, you can be, Kimmy can be walking down the street topless.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen. But if you're doing a performance or something topless, you could be in trouble.
But I'm also going to argue that let's say we're at Jazz Fest, right?
Yeah.
And I go outside and I'm at Jazz Fest. I'm trying to make a little money. So I get in my banana hammock, which is legal, right?
Yeah.
It's legal. Sure. But I got my shirt off and I'm like, jazz is so much fun. And I'm rubbing
doing
my
a lot
nipples,
of movements.
And I'm rubbing my chest.
But you're not showing anything.
But I'm not. I got my banana hammock on, but I am titillating you with no shirt on.
No, you're fine.
I think this might be lewd.
No.
No.
Are you sure?
You're not
you're
doing anything.
Is this not lewd to you?
No, I'm just getting nauseous.
None of this is lewd.
All my grapefruit's going to come up.
Please stop.
That's just disgusting.
That doesn't feel legal, man.
Yeah, but you're not showing it.
Yeah, you're still covered up.
Just making an ass out of yourself.
Okay, let's get back to the story. Again, 252-WCMF, this happened out in Waterloo. A 40-year-old man was arrested after police say while a police officer was doing a follow-up investigation, he showed intimate parts of his body in a lewd manner to a Village of Waterloo police officer. Let me get to my second theory.
Yeah.
The cop was working undercover
because
there had already been complaints about this guy whipping it out, which would be the follow-up investigation.
So and he didn't really know who he was showing it to.
Exactly. And this is the thing that happens, by the way. There was a case in Gates when I was a kid. A guy would stand outside his house and expose himself to women when they would walk by the house.
Yeah.
Like just hanging out, right? But no one could catch him in the act. And this was before cell phone cameras, right? So they dressed a female officer as a jogger. And sure enough, when she ran by, he took it out, and they arrested him.
Okay.
Damn.
So maybe, was it undercover trying to catch his dong?
That would make sense.
But again,
a lot of work for a dong.
Yeah, but maybe, I mean, if you're exposing yourself.
All she had to do was show up, or he had to do was show up, right?
And again,
we don't know if the officer was male or female, do we?
No, we don't. And it's just a theory, too. That may be the craziest one of all of them.
No, it's all right.
Is the age of the flasher strange 40 years old?
I mean, that's a...
No, we've seen a big age range flashers.
Usually it's old dudes. Lately,
we've had some young guys within the last year.
I always thought they were like 50 plus.
We have had young guys, yeah. But Tommy's right. The majority are older cats.
Most of them are like retiree guys.
This guy's right in the middle.
But even the elderly.
You know, guys have worked and invested in their Roth when they were 18 years old, and now they're sitting pretty, pretty. I can go downtown and just wipe it out. Other guys are going to have to work till they die.
The idea of the elderly flasher is a bit of a head scratcher.
Yeah.
Because it can't be what it used to be, right?
Oh, first of all, it takes them an hour to get it out.
Well, I was also thinking when we see those stories that show up of this like being a first-time offense for an older dude, I'm always like, why now?
No attention?
Is that it?
I'm asking.
Like, why all of a sudden you decide, I'm just going to do it, see what happens.
All right, so let's walk through this here. And it'll go back to other discussions we've had. Mm. You know, we know that the male loneliness epidemic is a serious
thing. It's very big. Yeah.
Right? And, like,
and depression.
So, like, think about this, man. If there is a man who's divorced, he's a widower, whatever, he maybe hasn't had human touch.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something as simple as a hug or someone to hold his hand. Maybe it's a desperate plea to get someone to be like, ooh, I like that. I mean, it's completely inappropriate and a stupid thing to do, but maybe
so
when that...
losing their mind a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, maybe when that loneliness sets in, Kimmy...
But when people start running away...
No, but I think to Pat's point... Yeah. With older men, if they don't have a wife or a woman in their lives or some kind of structure, things can go off the rails quickly for men. Not all men, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, like, you know, I think there is still also this weird thought process in men's head. Women use body parts as a magnet, and that sounded bad. You understand what I'm saying. Mm. Like, Kimmy, if a woman has a great set of breasts,
yeah,
she will show those breasts off. In an attempt to attract guys that she is interested in,
mm-hmm.
right?
If
she will utilize her assets.
Yes, if you got a dynamite hiney, ladies, you're going to buy pants and stuff when you and wear them around guys that you like.
You got to rock that clipper, girl.
You got it. Men don't really have that, but the thought process could be, my dong is great.
Yes.
All I got to do is show them my dong.
And here they come.
And Kimmy, that theory holds up when it comes
to... women would use that because that's worked for them.
Understood. Understood.
When it doesn't work for you... Over and over and over.
But maybe these guys have never tried it before. When you ask why all of a sudden out of nowhere a 60-year-old guy has done this, well, she's got a nice pair of breasts, and I'm proud of my penis. All I'm doing, it's like the breast of the crotch.
Yeah. There's also like probably a lot of...
cleavage?
With old guys, too. There could be some suppressed stuff that they've just buried for years because they had a job and responsibilities and kids and grandkids, and now all those guardrails are off.
Sure.
And now the stuff you've been just pushing down and not dealing with bubbles to the surface.
Are we almost thinking too much into this? Could something
could
as simple as like boredom do it? Too much time on your hands?
Yeah, but if you have boredom, you also have the time to think about how bad this could go for you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Think it through.
Right?
You think, but maybe it goes the opposite way. You talk yourself into it time.
Yeah, you may not be wrong. And, I mean, does pornography play into this too? Right?
Like, how?
Pornography warps your brain into what is real and what is not if you're only watching pornography.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, if a guy is a lonely guy and he's watching porn over and over and over again, mm-hmm. and he sees videos of guys like, oh, you don't like me? How about this? And the girl's like, oh my God, I didn't like you, but now your penis is so big, let's have sex.
Or that could be part of it.
Maybe.
But if you're looking at that much porn, you'd be too tired to pull it out. It'd be like rolling a like rug out the window.
We got a ton of folks writing us on Instagram. Aaron writes us, Duffy and WCMF, Brown Eye, Shaft, and Sack, the worst law firm of all time. I would agree with you. Jess writes us on Instagram, you guys don't know how often this happens. It gets reported every once in a while, but I would guess it happens 10 times more than what you hear about in the news. I think every woman has seen a man's genitals that she wasn't in a relationship
with. I would agree with that.
I mean, Kimmy,
probably.
Have you seen a Rogue Penis?
Well, not yet.
By the way, Rogue Penis, one of the worst Star Wars movies. So, all right. So, why? Yeah, well, what?
It was just. It's in New York City in the middle of the day. Guy walking down the street with his dong out.
Well, you know,
I would think if you ask every woman of age, they had to experience that.
I'm going to offer you some advice today. In that sweater. Don't walk around the office asking women if they've seen Rogue
Penis. Too late. Is that why Hope's not talking to me now?
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. You want to watch the game?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk about it now.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to know.
I want to go someplace where I'm going to be entertained.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I'll be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Life.
Plenty of parking. Awesome.
Fantastic food, delicious drink. See if I have a voice.
Lots of chuckles.
Come learn sign language with me. Sunday, 1 o'clock for this Bills-Dolphins game at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Life with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. The Bills are 6-2. A win on Sunday, 7-2. You are sitting very, very pretty. I mean, you're a game out of the number one seed. Mm-hmm. You control your own destiny as long as you keep winning for the AFC East. You wait for the Patriots to stumble and you strike. Strike! I do it louder, but my voice hurts.
Thank God.
All you have to do is get past this Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
You got it. There are football experts who will tell you what you want to hear.
Mm.
But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Are you ready?
Miami boy is ready. Don't worry about it.
You could not look Miami this morning.
Very Cape Cod today.
Cable knit Irish fishing sweater. Yeah. Oh, I say. Over under.
Oh, really? Oh, I should have thrown her.
No, I'm not doing your mom.
Don't make my mother do it.
Over under.
Yeah.
4 quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa. The Dolphins are in a weird spot right now.
Mm.
Their general manager was just fired, but head coach Mike McDaniel was given the assurance.
How was he stuck it out?
They said he will be the coach for the rest of the season at least, and there are reports that there's even no guarantee he will be fired, that he could be in job save mode, that they're not blaming him. They are blaming Tua and the general manager for putting all of these characters together.
Wait, did you say Tua?
Tua, yes. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Miami has a rookie quarterback in Quinn Ewers,
That is Quinn Ewers.
Ewers. Like you, like a sheep.
All right.
Quinn Ewers. He has made one appearance so far this season, and that wasn't because Tua was hurt. They pulled Tua from the game.
Oh, is that when he had that disastrous game?
You got it. Ewers went 5 of 8, 53 yards when Miami was getting blown out by the Browns. Tua has also been in the doghouse with his teammates after comments he made 3 weeks ago, throwing them under the bus, stuff he later had to go out and walk back again. Even McDaniel, the head coach, had to come out and say, yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
If this is happening, it's either because the Bills are blowing the Dolphins out or they want a different look, right? We're not doing the, do you think he's going to get hurt? Because especially with Tua.
You don't want to do that.
Well, no, I mean, that's a scary situation.
Well, yeah,
already.
He almost died.
Exactly, right? So, all right. So, does Tua play four quarters of football? Or does the Bills pass rush get to him to the point where he is ineffective? Does he throw interceptions?
So you're saying that the defense is going to be so dominant.
Yes.
They're going to chase him off the field.
I'm not saying that. I'm asking, do you?
Well, that's what it would have to happen.
Yes, does Mike McDaniel?
They'd have to make him look so bad.
Yeah.
Is Mike McDaniel ready to turn the page and see what he's got in this rookie quarterback, and does it happen this week against the Dolphins over under four quarters of football for Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah, that's a big hanging it out there, buddy. It's a Waterloo donger.
I don't think it's as big as you think it is, man.
Well, that is a big decision to make to pull your guy.
It's going to happen before the end of the season.
Are you saying this is a desperate team, though?
I'm not thinking.
Well, the Bills do get after him, right?
I mean, with the exception of the game he played earlier in the season.
Yeah, but it sounds like they've gone downhill since.
He doesn't have half his weapons. I mean, Tariq Hill, he's done for the season. Over under, four quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't think that's a smart bet.
Really?
But I'm going to take it. Yeah, because I'd like to see that.
Well, no. I'm not asking what you want to see. I'm asking, is it going to happen?
Oh, it's going to happen.
All right.
Because I want to see it.
Joey Bosa limited this week.
Well, he's got the wrist, yeah. I mean, look, we're going to talk about it later. There are a bunch of Bills that could miss this game on Sunday.
And some of these younger guys got to step up.
But here's the thing. When it comes to defensive linemen specifically, Kimmy, they had to go sign guys off the street because they did not have enough bodies, not talented players, human beings, to field a defensive line of Monday morning. Mm. So to be clear, you are under four quarters of football.
He's out.
For Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua, sit your ass down.
No.
Yeah, I say.
Okay.
In my Palm Beach cable net sweater coming down from Cape Cod. Yeah, he's done.
Our second pick for Tommy this morning, over under.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying this.
75 yards receiving for Bills tight end, Dalton Kincaid.
Well, he's been the man.
Well, look, we wanted a breakout season, and we got one.
Yeah. Right?
Kid's been on fire. He has been the main weapon for Josh through the air when he is in the game. And if you need a big play, odds are it's coming into the hands of Dalton Kincaid. When he is on the field, he has been pretty consistent with
guaranteed.
It. He is leading the team in touchdown catches with four. In his last three games, he has gone over 100 yards receiving twice. But those are the only two games he's gone over 75 yards receiving this season. So he's done it two times in eight games.
But you're telling me the Dolphins are like a disaster. Nobody wants to be there. Everybody's pissed off.
Yeah, the Dolphins defensive backfield.
The
Dolphins defensive backfield specifically is really, really, really bad.
Horrible.
In the first game against Miami, Dalton Kincaid went for 66 yards receiving and a touchdown. Josh Palmer coming back, if he plays on Sunday, could throw a wrench in his production.
Yeah,
if that
but he's
happens.
Just coming back, man.
Okay.
Dalton's fired up.
Over under 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid.
Take that all day. He's the man. He's your guy.
He has been.
Number one.
I would say like the tight end position has been your guy. I mean, those other guys have been factors, Dawson Knox and Jackson Hawes. They've had some big plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, last week, Josh threw for 270-something yards. Over half of those yardage were caught by Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox.
Yeah. So he trusts Dalton.
So you know, it seems like he may be the one guy that he does, like implicitly.
That's his go-to guy.
Yeah, like, I trust you. You're coming down
with
this
ball. That's easy, man.
All right, but,
that's easy money, baby.
The Bills could also decide.
Thank it.
The Bills could also decide to keep the ball on the ground. I do want to say
this. Yeah, but you said Cook's out.
Kay Adams, who is a sports reporter, James Cook was on the show yesterday, said he's playing. Now, we don't know if that's true, but Cook says, I'm good to go. I will play on Sunday. So that could factor into it, too.
But maybe you rest him knowing you're playing this chump-ass Dolphin team. It ain't no good.
Chump-ass Dolphin team.
That ain't no good.
So to be clear,
you
are over 75 yards receiving for Dalton Kincaid.
He's going to put on a show. Okay. A Miami show, baby.
Tommy tells it like it is, South Beats edition. He is under four quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. Are you ready for your third pick?
Yeah, sure.
Over under.
Yeah.
2.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday.
Well, if I take that Tua's going to be chased off the field by the fourth quarter, I'm guessing they're going to be running his ass down into the ground.
Not necessarily. He could be throwing the ball too fast because he didn't take a sack in the first game. I want you to know that.
I know, but he's taken a lot of brutal hits.
He has been
This kid has been like half brain sour for two seasons.
Okay. Since the horrific injury with the
Jazz hands
a couple of years ago, which was terrifying.
The kid hasn't bounced back.
No, he has taken much fewer sacks. How do you say that?
He's taking less sacks.
Thank you.
He's being more cautious with the ball.
No, he's actually getting the ball out faster, which
that's what I wanted to say. Why didn't you just say that in the first place?
No, what are you talking about?
You put it on me for.
I don't know how to say words right now. All right. Against the Chiefs, we got the defensive line we all dream of. They beat the hell out of Mahomes. They sacked him three times.
They got to him.
And that's a quarterback who knows how to get out of the way. Like you said,
he's elusive.
Traditionally, Tua is not that guy. But even not factoring in that first Bills games, the Dolphins this year have been pretty good at avoiding sacks. In 9 games, they've only allowed 20. That is just over two sacks per game.
All right. So what are you asking me?
Well, okay. It's like we just said. There are a lot of injuries on the defensive line.
All right.
Michael Hoyt out for the season.
Hoyt's out.
Bosa may not go because of a wrist. Boa, whatever. Ed Oliver is out until the Super Bowl. Got other defensive linemen that are hurt. They are signing guys off the street.
But these guys got to step up, man. Okay, you want to play or not? All right. You want to be a millionaire?
Hey,
you want to get a pretty wife? Start playing better.
You can get pressure on the quarterback, alter the throw, and not sack him.
Yeah, I know that. But you know these guys are hungry for a sackola.
They didn't sack him once with everybody healthy in that first Dolphins game.
Yeah, but now they're in rough shape.
Over under 2.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
Yeah, they can get to this kid.
I don't like this one. I'm telling you right now. I don't like over on this.
I like it even more. I say they get it to him 3 times. Easy.
So
maybe even more.
So when Danger and Ryan come in here and they drop some stat as to why this is not going to happen,
you didn't tell me.
I don't want to hear. I'm telling you right now. I do not like the over.
I think your brother's going to be on my side.
Okay. Again, that doesn't help. All right, the Dolphins are not a good team, but what I am about to tell you is a straight up slap in their face.
But it's in turmoil.
It's in huge turmoil right now. The Bills are 9.5 point favorites.
Damn.
On the road.
Well, to that Kansas City game, they have to be.
Vegas believes this Bills team is almost 2 touchdowns better than the Dolphins on a neutral field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, keep in mind how close the game was in the first matchup. It was a 10-point win, but it took that weird-ass interception by Bernard to close it out. Divisional games can get crazy, especially on the road. And even with all the inner turmoil and guys not being traded from Miami who thought they were going to be in the anger, and this is a desperate Dolphins team with literally nothing to lose. And when you have an offensive mind like Mike McDaniels, right, with nothing to lose, they could go for it on every fourth down. You could see 5, Kimmy, pitch passes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to be there. That's the difference.
Okay.
They're not happy. I understand a desperate team who want to win.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like these guys have checked out and went the hell out of there. That's not good.
All right.
That ain't good, baby.
So in that case,
they're going to slaughter them.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 10 or more points?
Oh, so you're asking me then, what?
Do the Bills win?
Can I not get comfortable in my chair for
that? Do the Bills win?
The Bills win.
And if so, is it by 10 or more points?
I think the Bills win.
Okay.
But you're asking me, are we going beyond bleh?
Well, no, because... No.
Beyond 10 points.
For them to cover, Kimmy.
Yeah. It'd be bleh.
Yeah.
So automatic cover is a blowout.
Yeah, you have to blew them out to cover.
I think they're going to cover, which would make it an automatic blowout.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Blow. All right.
Okay, I was waiting for something else.
Blew out.
No, he's very disappointed.
It's going to be a Miami.
All right.
Bice blowout. Crockett and Tubbs blowout.
Doesn't feel the same. Right,
a Don Shula coming down from the heavens.
I didn't want to force it, but
his tears will be raining down on the field.
See what you did.
It does feel better.
Blowout.
It didn't feel complete before.
To recap, Tommy is under 4 quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. He is over 2.5 sacks for this Bills defense. He has the Dolphins losing. He has the Bills beating them by 10 points. We will have those picks recapped.
Okay.
Joining us just after 9 o'clock from our good friend from 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday, Mike Danger will be here. And making his triumphant return to the break room this morning, We don't know what he will be. He was Miami Vice last time.
And we know if he's a fish, that's not good.
Yeah, because...
no animal.
Yeah, Bills break room fans have figured out that when Ryan dresses
God,
as an animal...
he would be a great fat flamingo.
A fat mingo?
How funny would that be? Big well, pink Ryan.
Well, no, he can't stand on one leg.
Oh, yeah.
It'll buckle under the weight. So, yeah, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy?
Yeah, will be here.
Not so fast, buddy. You know, Miami's got a lot of problems right now.
Is it
a lot
team?
Of problems.
Yeah?
Just Miami in general?
Miami in general. Oh. Goddamn coach of the Heat. House burned to the ground as he's driving up to the house.
That happened. It's bad.
They're not happy down there with these people. It's getting ugly.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bonus pick.
I know.
I think
he's just saying.
He's desperately swinging right now.
I think Dan Marino.
Oh, shut up.
Is going to go over and set the head coach's house on fire.
You're an idiot.
Dan Marino.
I don't even bother with this anymore.
Hall of Famer. Good looking as he is going to set the coach's house on fire. Make a statement. He's going to throw a Molotov cocktail.
All right. So to be clear.
To be clear. Dan Marino.
The Dolphins will perform so poorly. That
Dan Marino, who's a Hall of Famer.
Will commit arson at the home of Mike McDaniel, head coach of the
Bills. Send a little message.
After the game.
You know, he's Italian.
Oh, he's got a temper, too. If you go watch some YouTube videos of Dan Marino.
He's got a scary-ass temper. That dude snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now give him a Coca-Cola bottle full of gasoline.
Okay.
And a rag. And a Miami rag. Throw it right in.
All right. There it
Burn
is.
Burn the house down.
There it is again.
You heard it here first, folks. Breaking news.
Mike Danger, Ryan Duffy, live after 9 o'clock, recapping those picks here on a Football Friday on CMF.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.